We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hindi Tonhap, lovely viewers. Hindi Tonhap means welcome in Laos, a language spoken by approximately 15 million people in Laos and Thailand. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ermenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the cultivation of the amazing moringa tree is encouraged in Sierra Leone. In medical news, American researchers develop a pacemaker which allows for the use of magnetic resonance imaging, MRI testing. In animal news, elephants in Thailand work together to solve challenges. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 3rd, distinguished Spanish Baroque painter Bartolomé Esteban Murillo is remembered. He was born in 1617 in Seville, Spain, and passed away on this day in 1682. Mr. Murillo is known for his religious pieces that highlight the joyfulness and tranquility of spiritual life. Some of his very prominent works include Immaculate Conception and Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, Tending the Sick. May Bartolomé Esteban Murillo's uplifting art remind us of the infinite glory of God's kingdom.
Fly-in news. International recovery operations continue in Japan. Several weeks after the enormous quake and tsunami disasters ravaged northeastern Japan, officials on Saturday, April 2nd, reported the confirmed number of dead and missing to be over 27,000. An intensive three-day search mission that began Friday with 18,000 Japanese and 7,000 U.S. military personnel was joined by police, Japanese Coast Guard, and fire department members. A unique survivor was spotted by the Japanese Coast Guard when a dog was found in the sea 1.8 kilometers off the coast of Kesenuma, Miyagi Prefecture. He had apparently survived since the disaster by drifting atop a roof among a mass of debris and was brought to safety in miraculously good condition. Meanwhile, to help ease the lack of power supplies, the Thai government is sending a complete power generation facility with two gas turbine generators to Japan that will provide sufficient electricity for up to 240,000 households.
On Saturday, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan personally traveled to the disaster-hit Rikuzen Takata City of Iwate Prefecture, where he offered the nation solidarity with victims at a shelter, assuring them that the government would support all reconstructive efforts. The Prime Minister then went to the J Village Operation Base in Fukushima Prefecture to encourage the emergency teams working to cool the reactors at the damaged nuclear power plant. Head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, Yukiya Amano, meanwhile stated, the situation in Fukushima remains very serious. To assist in the nuclear crisis, a 155-person U.S. military radiation control team arrived at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo on Saturday.
Meanwhile, Japanese military helicopters that had flown above the Fukushima plant were found to have above-normal levels of radiation, even after decontamination. The plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, reported early on Saturday that airborne radiation levels at the plant appeared to have stabilized based on measurements taken from 8 new monitoring posts. However, officials also confirmed the new discovery of a crack emerging from a maintenance pit that is seeping highly radioactive water directly into the ocean, with radiation levels in the air above the leak measuring over 1,000 millisieverts an hour, 10 times the amount known to cause cancer risk. TEPCO officials stated that the crack likely resulted from the 9.0 magnitude quake and may have been leaking ever since. After first attempts to plug the leak with fresh concrete did not succeed, workers are trying to seal it with polymer materials instead. Supreme Master Television spoke with American writer Mr. Paul Zimmerman, independent researcher and lecturer on radiation safety.
Though human beings might be protected from radiation that's washed into the ocean, what about the fish? Is the garbage that we release into the world affecting life in ways that we don't even think about? And they have identified areas where the food supply is contaminated, and it's all being concentrated in our bodies. And so the dose that a human being ends up accumulating might be very significant.
Workers at the nuclear plant are still racing to remove irradiated water from the turbine buildings of reactors number 1, 2, and 3, with TEPCO officials saying that a large artificial floating island is being considered as a way to store the water. As preparations resume for the pumping of fresh water from a U.S. Navy barge into the reactors to cool them in the hope of preventing further radiation leaks, all plant workers are known to be risking exposure to potentially fatal amounts of radiation.
And those people might suffer acute radiation syndrome and feel it very quickly. In terms of longer-term pathology, we're not going to know for a long time in terms of how many people are going to develop thyroid difficulties because of the absorption of iodine-131 into their bodies, or more long-term in terms of cancer rates. It takes years or decades to get a picture of the health problem.
Our appreciation, Japanese, U.S., and all other international personnel, for your tireless efforts to assist the disaster-stricken, as we also thank Mr. Zimmerman for sharing these valuable insights on nuclear dangers. May heaven protect all those affected by the recent calamitous events, as we pray for the greater benevolence of humanity to restore the balance and welfare of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. As the calls continue for improved living conditions, participation in government, better jobs, and increased basic freedoms, their voices can be heard in countries such as Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Jordan, Libya, Morocco, Oman, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Syria, Tunisia, Venezuela, and Yemen.
Two groups gathered for largely peaceful protests in Tunisia on Friday, April 1st, with one calling for greater economic freedoms and another seeking the removal of certain religion-specific laws.
In Oman on Friday, one protester was killed and five were injured, one critically, with scores also detained after police opened fire on citizens in Sohar, who were rallying for the release of hundreds of detainees, as well as better wages, jobs, and an end to government corruption.
Following the Thursday arrest in Sri Lanka of the editor of LankaeNews.com, international media rights organization Reporters Without Borders spoke out against the government for silencing those who support minority parties.
A report from the international group Human Rights Watch stated that at least 10 activists were detained on Friday in Azerbaijan as police attempted to stop a rally from occurring the following day in Baku. Despite this, the rally did occur, with security forces then arresting dozens of protesters as they called peacefully for improved democracy and freedom of speech.
Amidst reported raids on people's homes, as well as attacks by government forces on protesters that resulted in 27 deaths on Friday alone, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon released a statement Saturday conveying his deep concern about the situation in Syria, saying that the UN deplores all forms of violence against peaceful protesters. He called for its immediate halt. In Sudan, rising food prices and insufficient economic opportunities have led to the formation of a number of youth groups who are calling for an end to the 22-year-long rule of the current leader. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, reports that despite the presence of UN peacekeepers, at least 800 people have died this week in Douaikoue, a town in Côte d'Ivoire's or Ivory Coast cocoa-growing region. The deaths appear to be mainly the result of intercommunal violence between forces commanded by incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo and supporters of the internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara. UN representatives reported that peacekeepers had been protecting the town's Catholic mission, where thousands of citizens sought refuge from the violence. The death toll since conflict began last November now exceeds 1,300 and may go even higher, as President Ouattara's supporters stated that numerous mass graves have been found in several other Western communities, which they attribute to killings by President Gbagbo-led forces.
International efforts to help resolve the Libyan conflict include a proposal by Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa to create an international peace commission, Germany, which has spoken against arming the revolutionaries, Russia, which is calling for an immediate ceasefire and peace talks, and a group of nations that include Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Cuba, Antigua and Barbuda, Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia, Cambodia, Indonesia, Mali, Equatorial Guinea, and OLAC or Vietnam, which presented a signed document to the UN Security Council insisting upon an immediate ceasefire.
Egyptian representatives also announced they have been attempting to secure permission from the Libyan government to send ships to Misrata, which has been under heavy siege for 2 weeks, to evacuate citizens to safety.
Meanwhile, a ceasefire proposal suggested by Libyan revolutionaries has been refused by the Libyan government.
With deep sadness for the cherished lives lost, we pray that the end to all nations' conflicts is soon, and that more and more citizens choose the way of peace, to live in dignity, safety, and shared freedom, one and all.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Natural disasters hurt profits for Qantas Airlines. Qantas Airways of Australia has announced that it is drastically downsizing as visitors traveling to and from Australia, Japan, and New Zealand have decreased due to the occurrence of recent natural disasters in those countries. With estimated losses so far of $140 million, Qantas Chief Executive Officer Alan Joyce said, "There has never been a time when the world faced so many natural disasters, all of which have come at a significant financial cost to the Qantas Group." In addition, Qantas, as well as other airlines around the world, have had to cope with rising fuel costs, with CEO Joyce saying that quick actions are needed to respond to these challenges, which represent the most serious face since the global financial crisis. We join in concern for the state of Qantas and other such enterprises affected by natural disasters. May our more considerate actions toward each other and the planet help restore both lives and livelihoods for all fellow co-inhabitants.
39th U.S. President Jimmy Carter visits Cuba. Arriving in the country at the invitation of the Cuban government, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate met with both political and religious leaders, as well as recently released political prisoners and currently detained U.S. contractor Alan Gross. In extensive talks with Cuban President Raul Castro and former President Fidel Castro, topics included Mr. Carter's call for Cuba to implement democratic principles such as international standards for human rights and freedom of speech. He also appealed for the release of Mr. Gross, stating at the same time that the group of nationals known as the Cuban Five, detained 12 years ago in Florida, USA, should also be freed. During a subsequent press conference, the former president admitted the mistake of U.S.-imposed policies, such as a trade embargo and travel ban, saying that both should be lifted immediately to benefit further reforms and the welfare of the Cuban people. President Castro responded by affirming Cuba's openness to dialogue with the U.S. as long as the country's independence is respected. "We salute Your Excellency's bravery and steadfast commitment to fostering peace and harmony among nations. Blessed be these fruitful meetings to yield in warming ties for the U.S. and Cuba."
Britain launches a war to boost confidence in youth. According to an international survey of 2,500 youngsters, youths from the United Kingdom are more ambitious than most other European teenagers. However, they are less confident and optimistic about their achievements. Just 40% of the 11 to 18-year-olds surveyed said they believed they would actually turn their ambition into success, compared to their counterparts in France, Germany, and Italy, all of whom ranked at more than 50%.
Hence, the Ambition AXA Awards have been launched in the UK, with £200,000 in prizes to reward talent and achievement in the areas of enterprise, science, community, sport, and the arts. Sir Alan Steer, a leading education expert and chairman of the awards judging panel, said, "We need to boost our young people's self-belief and determination, encourage and reward their talent and potential. Young people in this country are brilliant, and we need to fire them up to succeed."
Kudos AXA Awards for this encouraging event to help youths achieve and believe in their dreams. May young persons in the United Kingdom and everywhere be inspired toward ever greater creativity and fulfillment to share with the world.
Save our planet. More than 500 rare snails found only in Canada's Banff Springs disappear within 1 month as the water supply dries up due to climate change.
Save our planet. Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin announces that beginning next year, companies violating environmental regulations will be subjected to stricter penalties as he urges legislators to also enact laws that offer greater protection for the environment.
Save our planet. With more than 50% of the world's population living in urban areas emitting 70% of greenhouse gas emissions, a new UN report states that it is vital for cities to respond to the impacts of climate change and support policies to reduce global warming.
It's Trumpet the Elephant here. I'm a merry vegan. No animal products for me. Now a shaving tip of the day for men. For a closer shave, try to give your face time to wake up before using a razor. This allows any nighttime puffiness to recede. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
News. The cultivation of the amazing moringa tree is encouraged in Sierra Leone. An initiative has been launched by the United Methodist Committee on Relief in conjunction with the Council of Churches in Sierra Leone to promote the many benefits of this wonderful tree. Native to the Himalayan mountain foothills, it is now widely grown in Africa, Latin America, and parts of Asia. The pods, which taste like asparagus, are very nutritious. Furthermore, the leaves are full of amino acids and are one of the richest sources of vitamins and minerals available in the plant kingdom. They are also capable of cleaning water. The moringa tree can be seeded in arid, tropical, and subtropical conditions in sandy or poor soil, and it will flower and fruit within a year. Our heartfelt gratitude, United Methodist Committee on Relief and Council of Churches in Sierra Leone, for your dedicated efforts. May we look to the moringa tree and other miracles of nature to provide abundant sustenance on a gentle and sustainable earth.
In medical news, a development in pacemakers allow for the use of magnetic resonance imaging MRI testing. USA-based Medtronic Incorporated, a global innovator in medical technology, has created a Revo MRI SureScan pacing system. Previous pacemakers could not be worn while undergoing MRIs. The United States Food and Drug Administration has given its approval to the device with recommendations that it is to be used selectively by specially trained technicians. It will enable the patients to maintain current therapies while getting the benefit of the MRI's precise diagnostic ability. Our appreciation, Medtronic, for this promising advancement. May technology such as this open doors for improved care and treatments which increase longevity and vitality for heart patients everywhere. Up next on Noteworthy News, intelligent elephants work together to find tasty veg treats. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more giving news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, amiable news for a friendly world. In animal news, elephants work together to solve challenges. Dr. Joshua Plotnick and associates of the University of Cambridge in England, the United Kingdom, observed elephant friends at the Thai Elephant Conservation Centre in Lampong Province. The smart herbivores had already learned that by pulling on a rope, treats on a platform would be brought within their reach. Subsequently, the gentle pachyderms were presented with a rope placed around a platform in the manner of a belt through loops. Both ends were required to be pulled for the platform to shift so the elephants could access food rewards. The sociable elephants soon understood the need to wait for their partner in order to jointly accomplish the task. The study has been published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Our thankfulness, Dr. Joshua Plotnick and colleagues, for highlighting the intelligence of our magnificent elephant friends. May all incredible animal co-inhabitants be free to live in happiness, freedom and safety, sharing an abundance of love and goodwill with God's blessings.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, God Knows. It is told in Armenian.
Հայրիկը ինչու է եկել քեզ այդ անջորնի կնոջ համար?
Աստված գիտի։
Իսկապես, Աստված ասեց ինչու։
Չէ։
Բայց դու ասացիր Աստված գիտի։
Դե ոչ, պարզապես ասելու ձև է դա։ Այսինքն ոչ ոք չգիտի։
Ահա, ուրեմն դու չգիտես։ Հայրիկը չգիտի, այդ կինը չգիտի, եւ Աստված էլ չգիտի։
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Great channel. Keep up the good work. Chris.
Supportive Chris, it is wonderful to hear from you. Wishing you and your loved ones many hours of viewing satisfaction. Our warmest greetings and appreciation.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Lagong, which means goodbye in Laos.
May your heart be filled with inner peace and blissfulness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union pledges $15 million to Haiti for enhancing its emergency and natural disaster response, including sponsoring an operative center to improve coordination of relief work.
During a visit to Spain with his wife, Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales, United Kingdom, meets with Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero to discuss the environment and sustainable development, as well as resolving matters of shared concern between their countries.
At the request of Tajik cultural officials, Iran's Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Sayed Mohammad Hosseini, announces the country's plans to set up a permanent cultural exhibition in Tajikistan to share with the public.
Two Ryerson University students from Canada have developed a prosthetic arm that is controlled by brain signals but does not require invasive surgery and costs significantly less.
As part of a campaign by the Society for the Protection of Animals in Estonia, volunteers helped feed 400 swans to support them through the winter after they stayed when being mistakenly fed by residents in the autumn at a time when they would normally be flying south to warmer climates for food.
In an effort to integrate individuals with disabilities and encourage their participation, as well as provide necessary health care, the government of Syria announces that free preventive, diagnostic and treatment services will be offered in educational hospitals.
A white paper on national defense published by China's Information Office of the Council of State reaffirms the country's intentions toward peaceful development and policies of nonviolence.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
More details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.